Hello everyone, welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today the Holy Spirit wants to study Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Making time for God or making time for the Holy Spirit sometimes is hard because we have so much we want to get done. And let's be honest, we try to put everything there is in one day. I know I do. I try to squeeze my day with so much. But do we all make the time for God? I hear people say it's hard to squeeze in, but when we are in need, do we find ourselves making the time for him or making him an option through our day? But when we make room for him, we see the fruits of it. Sometimes it's hard to make time for God because we feel it will slow us down to getting to the things we want and need to do. And I've had this feeling a couple times, but what we must understand is that reading our word shouldn't feel routine. Praying shouldn't feel routine. And honestly, we can't go based on feelings because if we do, we will always not feel like doing it because flesh knows when we get to a place in our life where we are praying and we're reading our word and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to help us to stay disciplined, that the things we used to do will cease. So our flesh isn't going to allow us to see the benefits of connecting with God. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding and all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. This is one benefit in connecting with God. We learn to trust in him. And I know it's hard to trust and it's hard to believe in someone, but this isn't just someone. This isn't your ex. This isn't someone that broke you or tried to break you. This is God. And we rely on him. He will prove every time. If it's in his will be provided for. And when we acknowledge him, he will guide us and he will show us the way. Do you know the way? Do you realize how much you need him? I rely on him to just wake me up. Some would say, oh, I wake myself up. But no, my friends, every day we open our eyes, it's because God said, okay, let Lou wake up. Let Lou breathe today. Because if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, allowing us to see another day, we won't. Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. No, everything isn't going to work out when we plan it. But when we trust in God and we walk in his will, everything we walk in, every door we open, it will come forth because it's in him. We are going with him every day. We wake up and we have the choice to put on righteousness. We have the choice to put on the fruits of the Spirit to walk in his will. But when we choose to do what we want and when we choose to walk against what he says, nothing will work out. Let's say it do, but it won't last forever because we try to establish our own purpose. So today, try your day with him. Talk to him about your plans and see what he thinks and follow his lead. But I know sometimes life gets so hectic and we can't pray and we wake up late and we can't pray and we can't read our word. But when we take the time to make time for him every day, we won't have to worry about building our time and lives around dreams that he don't want us to have. And we won't waste our times on fake things and real unrealistic things for our life because he wants us to prosper. He wants us to see, but he wants to do it with you. He wants to work through you to do it. Start building a connection with him and see that it works out. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, Father God. Thank you for allowing us to see another day. Father God, forgive us of the sins we've done. We ask you today, Father God, to be with us. We ask you to direct our paths, Father God. Father God, help us to rely on you for everything. Father God, we know sometimes we don't listen. We ask you to give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Father God, help us to rely on you for everything. Father God, we just thank you for giving us the opportunity each and every day to build a connection with you. Father God, help us to pray. Help us read our word. Help us to meditate. Help us to fast, Father God. Help us not to do things that we shouldn't do. Father God, we thank you for the favor you gave us and the blessings you give us and the healing of our body, Father God. We thank you for preventing different things from happening that should have happened, but you said, no, not today. So, Father God, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for loving us and taking care of us. We thank you for always being there, Father God. We thank you for watching over our family, Father God. We thank you for watching over us as we sleep at night. We thank you for the food on our table, the clothes on our back, and the shoes on our feet. Father God, we thank you for everything you have given us. And we thank you and bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on your social media. Thank you. Be blessed.